בן איש חי, פרשת נוח, הלכה ח'. האישה לא חל עליה קבלת שבת בהדלקת נרות שבת, אלא עד שתסיים כל הנרות אשר מדלקת במקום השולחן, ששם תהיה הברכה שלה. The בן איש חי is saying that the woman לא חל עליה קבלת שבת. When does acceptance of Shabbat pertain to her? Meaning, when does she accept Shabbat, says the Ben Ish Chai? בהדלקת נרות שבת, when she lights the candles of Shabbat, אלא עד שתסיים כל הנרות. Once she finishes all the candles. Meaning, once the lady has finished lighting all the candles, at that point she has accepted Shabbat. אשר מדלקת במקום השולחן. The candles that she's lighting in the place of the table. ששם תהיה הברכה שלה, where her bracha is. Like the Ben Ish Chai said, we spoke previously, about the fact that the best place to light is in the by the table. ואחר שתסיים כל הנרות, after she lights all the candles, תכף ומיד תזרוק מידה הפתילה, after she lights all the candles, she should right away throw away the match, שמדלקת בה את הנרות. The match that she uses to light the candles, ותניח ידה על עיניה, and she should place her hands on her eyes, cover her eyes, ותעצום עיניה, ודברך תרחף. She should close her eyes and make a bracha right away. ויש טעם על פי הסוד, בעצימת עיניה אותו שעה. And there is a reason, and based on Kabbalah, there's reasons why you should close your eyes. So the Ben Ish Chai is posek two things over here. First of all, the woman accepts Shabbat when she lights candles. And secondly, the Ben Ish Chai is posek that the woman should make the beracha after lighting the candles. ואחר סיום הברכה תפתח עיניה ותראה זריחת אור. And after she finishes the beracha, she should open her eyes ותראה, she should see the light ותראה זריחת אור הנרות והתפשטות אורן במקום ההוא. And the light that it has in that place. ואם המקום ההוא פרוס בו סדינים על הקרקע, if there is sheets on the floor, so what's the problem of throwing the match on the floor? Might cause a fire. ואינה יכולה לזרוק הפתילה בארץ. There is this halachic problem that fire does not go well with flesh. Therefore, the Ben Ish Chai says, if she can't throw it on the floor because there's something that might catch fire, תעמיד אחד אצלה, she should have someone stand by her, כדי שתכף ומיד בסיום ההדלקה, so right away, immediately, after she finishes making the ברכה, בסיום הדלקת ייקח הפתילה מידה ויכבנו. He should take the match from her hand and put it out. But the woman, says the Ben Ish Chai, should not put out the fire. ודווקא האישה תחול עליה קבלת שבת, only the woman falls upon her קבלת שבת בהדלקת הנרות, meaning only the woman accepts Shabbat when she lights the candles של שבת. אבל האנשים, but the men, אם הם מדליקים נרות שבת בידם, if the men are lighting candles themselves in situations like we said, if the woman is not home, or the husband is on a road trip, something to that extent, אף על פי שמברכים עליהם, even though the husband makes a ברכה on the candles, לא תחול עליהם קבלת שבת, they do not necessarily accept Shabbat by lighting candles, אלא כשומעים בוי חלה, only when they pray, the בוי חלה, ומזמור שיר ליום השבת, and מזמור שיר ליום השבת, וכאשר נבר לכמן, as we will explain later on. ולכן, therefore, says the Ben Ish Chai, יכולים לעשות מלאכה אחר שמדליקים. Men, says the Ben Ish Chai, can do מלאכה after they light candles. But the Ben Ish Chai's opinion is that after lighting candles, a woman may not. מיהו? Nevertheless, טוב שיתנו בפירוש בעת ההדלקה. It's proper that they should explicitly make a תנאי, make a condition saying that the man, says the Ben Ish Chai, should make a condition saying, even though I'm lighting candles, I do not accept Shabbat with my lighting of the candles. שאין מקבלים שבת להדלקת הנר. That the man should make a condition that he does not accept Shabbat with the lighting of the candles. Now, the source of the Ben Ish Chai is the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Reish Samech Gimel. The source for the Ben Ish Chai is Or Chaim Siman Reish Samech Gimel Seif Yud. Let's read part of it out loud. This is the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Lebal Halachot Gedolot. According to the opinion of one of the Rishonim, בהלכות גדולות, כיוון שהדליק נר של שבת, חל עליו שבת. According to the בהלכות גדולות, once you have lit the candles, you have accepted upon yourself Shabbat. Once one has lit the candles, they have accepted Shabbat. V'nesar b'melacha. And according to the Baal Halachot Gedolot, you're not allowed to do melacha at that point. V'al pi zeh noheged k'tzat nashim. And according to this is, some of the nashim have a minhag. She'achar she'birchu v'idliku nerot, after they had made a bracha and lit candles, mashlichot la'aretz ha'ptila, they throw to the ground the match, she'biadan she'idliku ba, ve'en mechabot otah. And they don't put it out. That's exactly the lashon of the Ben Ish Chai. V'yesh omrim she'im matna kodem shemadlika. And there are those opinions, says the Shulchan Aruch, that if she makes a condition she'ena mekabelet Shabbat, that she doesn't accept Shabbat ad she'omar chazan baruchu, or until a certain point of praying, that helps. V'yesh cholkim. The Shulchan Aruch brings a second, another opinion that says yesh cholkim al bal halachot gedolot. There is an opinion that argues on the bal halachot gedolot. V'omrim she'en kabbalat Shabbat talui b'adlakat haner. That adlakat Shabbat is not dependent and is not pending on the lighting of the candles. Ela b'tfilat arvit. But rather, at a certain point in praying of arvit, she'kevan she'amar chazan baruchu, hakol porshim melachtan. Uledidan, says Shulchan Aruch, and what is our halakha lema'aseh? Kevan she'itchilu mizmor shir yom ha'Shabbat, have kibarchu ledidayu. The Shulchan Aruch says, according to us, once they have started Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbat, it is as if they said Baruch Hu, meaning we have accepted Shabbat. That's one point that the Shulchan Aruch says explicitly, that according to us, this is the point of accepting Shabbat, of Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbat. Furthermore, there's klalim of learning the Shulchan Aruch, meaning when the Shulchan Aruch wrote his Sefer, the Shulchan Aruch, in his introduction, he wrote out how you should study my book. For example, when he brings something b'stam v'yesh, halacha k'stam, the Chidah talks this out as well. When he brings something v'yesh v'yesh, meaning he brings a yesh omrim, there are those who say, and he brings another yesh omrim, and a second yesh omrim, so the halacha is yesh omrim batra, the last opinion. Here, the last opinion is yesh cholchim al bal halachot gedolot. So the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is that you do not accept Shabbat with lighting of the candles. And Aliba de Emet, this is the opinion of majority of the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Ritva, the Meiri, the Ran, the Rosh, the Rashba, Rabbeinu Yerucham, and more, all hold that you do not accept Shabbat with lighting candles. Everybody does not accept Shabbat, whether it's the men or the women. No difference in regards to this. That many of the Rishonim, if not majority of the Rishonim, hold that you do not accept Shabbat when lighting the candles, and the Shulchan Aruch is posek that way as well. Now, the Ben Ish Chai, in this instance, is following the minhag of the Ramah. The Ramah continues and says, V'aminhag, says the Ramah, V'aminhag, she'ota isha madleket, the woman who's lighting, mekabelet Shabbat badlaka. The Ramah brings down, right, that the woman who lights accepts Shabbat when she lights the candles. Unless she makes the tnai. So we have here a clear machloket between the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch. So minhag bnei Ashkenaz would be to follow the Ramah, which is that once you light candles, you've accepted Shabbat. And minhag bnei Sefarad would be to follow the Shulchan Aruch, which would be that when you light candles, you do not necessarily accept Shabbat. The Ben Ish Chai, in this instance, follows the opinion of the Ramah. Why is this so? We'll talk about it at the end of this class. We'll get a little bit. We have to talk about another halakha, and then we'll talk about why the Ben Ish Chai necessarily followed the Ramah in this instance. Now, Rab Chaim Falaji speaks out clearly in Shut Lev Chaim Chelek Gimel Siman Nun Zayin that the minhag of Ibn Sefarad is to not accept. You do not have to accept Shabbat with candle lighting. Chaim Vadia brings down in Yebia Omer Chelek Bet Siman Tet Zayin Sif Katan Yud that also the Minhag Bnei Sefarad is not necessarily to accept Shabbat with candle lighting. Now, the practical difference of this is a few points. Firstly, a woman who lights candles does not have to let the match burn out. She could put it out with her. She could put it out. because she hasn't accepted Shabbat. The second practical difference of it is, which we'll see soon, is that a woman could pray mincha after lighting candles because you have not necessarily accepted Shabbat. The third practical difference is that she could do melacha. She could go ahead and do melacha, shut off the oven, turn on the oven, shut off the light, turn on the light. And another thing is that, let's say in the case where the couple is eating by someone, you're eating by someone and they're sleeping at home, she could light candles and then get into a car and drive to the place where she's eating. There's a few points that have to be brought up. Firstly, let's get something straight. It does not mean that a woman or a Sephardi cannot accept Shabbat with candle lighting. You do have the option of accepting Shabbat with candle lighting. All I'm saying is, and all the Poskim are saying, and Chacham Avadia speaks this out clearly, that you do not have to accept Shabbat with candle lighting. You do not have to accept it with candle lighting. You may, and in fact, I think it's even a very good thing, because if you don't accept Shabbat with candle lighting, what ends up happening is that barrier of Shabbat is gone, and so now you have to keep looking at your watch as to when Shkia is, and that might get a little bit grayish. Because you light candles, let's say, 20 minutes before Shkia, so you have 20 minutes, you're in the middle of doing something, there's nothing that's going to stop you. So it could be a very good suggested thing to actually accept Shabbat when you light candles, but you're not mishubatu, you're not mechuyavtu, necessarily accept Shabbat with candlelighting. And I think that's why the Ben Ish Chai took this path, is because of this point. Is because if you took out the boundary and people lit candles didn't accept Shabbat, then it could cause some type of problem. Now, this halakha is going to have ramifications in the next few halakhot that we see. We're going to speak about the bracha as well. So that depends on when you on how you accept Shabbat, is depending on when you make the bracha or not. We're going to speak about that soon. But we have to get something clear. A person might have, for example, a radio. Okay? You have two radios that are exactly alike. You pull out you pull out one wire from the radio. Exactly alike. They both have the same battery. They both work the same way. One wire you pull out, one's going to work and one is not going to work. Meaning, sometimes a minute difference could have an effect. So we have to understand, this machloket ha-puskim stems from accepting Shabbat with candle lighting or not, but it's going to have ramifications. So when you go down the ladder, so to speak, you're going to see halachot that are going to be very differing. They're going to be different. And that's what we're going to see soon. Just to make it clear, if you want to accept Shabbat with candle lighting, you may. If you don't want to, you do not necessarily have to. If a person follows the Ben Ish Chai in all his halachot, meaning their family minhag is to follow the Ben Ish Chai in everything, then they definitely can accept upon themselves Shabbat with candle lighting. Now, let's proceed to halacha tet. Nachon lahadlik achar shetachlif begdei Shabbat. It's proper to light, and before lighting, you should already be changed into the clothes of Shabbat. Why is this so? Again, the Ben Ish Chai is going with his mahalach, he's going with his derech, that lighting candles is already accepting Shabbat. So you can't change, meaning it's not proper to change afterwards, because you should already be prepared fully for Shabbat when you light candles. Miu, im echra v'chosheshet. Shim tachlif begadea. If she is late, the woman is late in accepting Shabbat, and she's weary that if she changes first, lo yishael hazman lehadlik, she will not have ample time to light candles. As tuchad lehadlik begdei chol, she may light in weekday clothes. Ve'achakach tachlif begadea, and then she should change her clothes to Shabbat. V'ima isha mitpalelet, if the woman is praying, she should pray mincha before she lights. And not after she lights. She already accepted Shabbat when she lit. How is she going to pray a weekday prayer? So again, this is what we spoke about. That depending on when you accept Shabbat has ramifications. According to the Ben Ish Chai's opinion that you accept Shabbat with candle lighting, you shouldn't pray mincha afterwards, you can't change clothes afterwards, and you can't do melacha. V'rak arvit she'shabbat itpalel achar hadlaka. Only arvit she'shabbat you should do after melacha. The Chatam Sofer in Or Chaim Siman Samech Hei writes that En Hanami Melacha you should not do after, meaning according to those opinions that accept Shabbat by candle lighting, you should not do Melacha after lighting candles because they have accepted Shabbat, but changing clothes or something to that extent is permitted to be done. So even according to Minhag Bnei Ashkenaz, where they do accept Shabbat by candle lighting, they still, according to the Chatam Sofer, would be permitted to do something like change clothes, even though, you know, afterwards would still be okay. Let's proceed to Halacha Yud. B'Shabbat mevarchim leadlik ner shel Shabbat. On Shabbat, we make the bracha of leadlik ner shel Shabbat. U'biyom tov, mevarchim leadlik ner shel Yom Tov. And on Yom Tov, we say the bracha of leadlik ner shel Yom Tov. U'po irenu, and here in our city, says the Ben Ish Chai, nohagim hanashim, the women have a minhag, levarech biyom tov shehayanu badlakat haner. The women have a minhag to say shehayanu on the ner of Yom Tov. Im Yom Tov shomrim bo shehayanu bakiddush. On the Yom Tov that the women say, on the Yom Tov that we say shehayanu in the kiddush, the women have a minhag to say shehayanu in hadlakat nerot. On Shabbat, as we have mentioned, a woman does not say shehayanu even if it's the first time she's lighting. Like we've mentioned in the last class, that minhag b'nei sefarad is that only the mother of the house lights and not the daughters necessarily. So when the daughter does come to light, when she gets married, she does not say shehayanu on the first time. V'davka b'shabbat katavnu levarech achar hadlaka. And only when in regards to Shabbat did we say that you make a bracha after the lighting. Aval b'yom tov mevarchim v'achar kach madlikim. On Yom Tov we make a bracha and then we light the candles. So the Ben Ish Chai makes a differentiation between Shabbat and Yom Tov. According to the Ben Ish Chai, on Shabbat you light and then you make a bracha. On Yom Tov you make the bracha and then you light. Umachar de b'Yom Tov mevarechet v'achar kach madleket. And since on Yom Tov she makes a bracha and then she lights, tzricha lizaher shelo tasiach. She should be cautious not to speak ad achar gmar kol hanerot, until she lights all the candles, shemvarech talem. Because she made a bracha, and the bracha applies to all the candles, she has to be very cautious not to speak. V'im shacha shelo binyan hadlaka, if she spoke in regards to something that has nothing to do with lighting, im adayin lo idlika afilo ner echad, if she did not even light one candle, meaning she made a bracha, and then what happened? She spoke, but she didn't get a chance to light, tachzor dvarech, and she spoke about something that has nothing to do with lighting candles, she made a hefsek, then she has to go back and make another beracha. V'im kodem shesacha idlika ner echad. Let's say she made a beracha, and then she lit, so she already lit one candle. But before lighting the second candle, she spoke, me'elu anerot shebericha lehem, she spoke before lighting, she spoke, but she lit already one candle, lo tachzor dvarech, because her bracha was chal. The bracha took effect, meaning she made a bracha, she lit one candle, the bracha took effect, it had something to rest on. Therefore, she does not have to go back and make another bracha, even though she spoke about something not pertaining, adlakat nerot, of Yom Tov, even though, and she still has one left. She just proceeds to light the last candle. But if she didn't light any candles yet, and she made the bracha, and she spoke about something exterior, then she has to make another bracha. Now, the source for this halakha is brought down in the Bet Yosef, Shelot Tshuvot Rabbi Yaakov Vail, in his Chidushei Donim. This is his lashon. Miktzat nashim noagot shemadlikot atanerot. There are women who light the candles. Va'achar kach samot kapot yadehen prushot keneget hanerot. And then they cover their eyes. Umvachot. And then they make the beracha. Umesalkot yadehen. And then they remove their hands and look at the light. Why is this so? Says Rabbi Yaakov Vail. Kedei shiyachshev lehen habracha over l'asiyatan. There's such a concept called over l'asiyatan, meaning the bracha has to be done before you do the mitzvah. When do you say the bracha on tefillin? Before you put on the tefillin. When do you say the bracha on the lulav? Before you pick up the lulav. in a similar vein. So Hadakat Nerot is no different. So what do they do? But they light first, says Rabbi Yaakov Weil. What do? So they cover their eyes. They light it, cover their eyes, and then they don't enjoy from the light. So in a sense, they make the bracha, and then when they remove their hands, now I'm enjoying for the mitzvah. So in a sense, they're trying to gain this concept of the mitzvah being the bracha first, and then the light. Now, says Rabbi Yaakov Weil, they do not want to make a bracha before the candle lighting. Why is this so? And this is the important part that we have to stress. She'im ken, because if they would make the bracha first, kiblu Shabbat alehen. If they would make the bracha first, they would accept Shabbat with their making the bracha. How are you going ahead and lighting a fire? V'lo yichu yotel adlik, they can't light anymore. So again, this concept of lighting and then making a bracha is in accordance with the halachic poskim that hold that you accept Shabbat with candle lighting. And that's what Rabbi Yaakov Weil is posek. And the Rama follows suit. The Rama says, well, we'll read the Shulchan Aruch inside, but the Rama goes with this derech, because according to the Rama, you accept Shabbat with candle lighting. Nevertheless, the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Rei Samech Gimel Siv Hei is Ksheyadlik Yevarech. He starts off the halacha with saying, when you light the candles, you should make a beracha. Meaning what? Before you even light, you make the beracha. The opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, and Cham Ovadia speaks this out clearly, and Rav Ben Tzion Abba Shaul and Shelot V'Tshuvot Ol Etzion Chelek Bet speaks it out clearly, that the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is, you first make the beracha, and then you light. Kshiyadlik yevarech baruch ata Hashem elokeinu melech haolam asher kedishanu v'chulei. The Rama says, "Yesh mi shomer shemvarchim kodem adlaka, v'yesh mi shomer shemvarch achar adlaka." There are those who say you make a bracha first, and there are those who say you make a bracha after. Kedei shiye over l'asiyato. Says the Rama, "Ukedei shiye over l'asiyato lo yenem menu ad achar bracha." In order, those who light first and then make the bracha, and how do they gain this concept of making the bracha first before enjoying the mitzvah? They cover their eyes. Then they remove their hands. The Rama says explicitly that the minhag of Bnei Ashkenaz is to light first and then make the baracha. Nevertheless, the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is, like we've stated, to first make the baracha. And the lashon of the Rambam in Halachot Shabbat, Perek Hei, Halacha Aleph, is as follows. Hadlakat ner b'shabbat eno reshut. Im rotze madlik v'im rotze eno midlik. It's not something that if a person wants to, he can. If he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to. V'lo mitzvah. Rather, chayav lirdof acharei. You have to chase after it to fulfill this mitzvah. V'echad anashim v'echad anashim. Whether it's women and whether it's men, they both have to make sure that they have a candle. V'chayav levarech, says the Rambam, kodem adlaka. Explicitly, the Rambam says, you have to make a beracha before you light. We have a clear machloket between the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama. The Rama is posek that you light first and then you make a bracha. And the Shulchan Aruch is posek that you make the bracha first and then you light. And the Ben Ish Chai followed suit with the Rama, meaning he was posek that you make the bracha afterwards. This fits in accordance with the first point that we spoke about the Ben Ish Chai, which is what? That the Ben Ish Chai holds that you accept Shabbat with lighting. So if you accept Shabbat with lighting, when you make the bracha, it's Shabbat already, like Rabbi Yaakov Weil said, Tishut. And how could you make the bracha and then light? So it all has ramifications. Now, Rav Ben Tzion Abba Shaul in Perek Yud Chet, in Chelek Bet of Ol Tzion, writes as follows. He explains why is it so that we do have, that it is found that why certain halachic authorities would accept upon themselves to light first and then make the bracha. So he says as follows. Let's look inside at the bottom, Siman Gimel. Harama b'siman rasak siif hei hevi machloket im mevarchim kodem adlaka o lachar adlaka. The Ol Etzion writes that the Rama brings a machloket if you make a bracha beforehand or afterwards. Ve'katav sha'minhag levarich achar adlaka. And he writes that the minhag is to make a bracha after lighting. as we've seen. Ulam, מלשון מרן שם שכתב כשידליק יברך, from the לשון הזה שולחן ערוך, משהו שמברך, ואחר כך מדליק. According to שולחן ערוך, it's clear that you first make the ברכה. והנה, הרבה קהילות בני ספרד נהגו לברך אחר הדלקה. There are many ספרדים that did make, have a minhag to make a ברכה afterwards. Now says the old tune, why is this so? If שולחן ערוך says explicitly, you should make the ברכה first, why do we find it that it, some kilot were different. V'nira she'nahagu ken, the reason for this, says Rav Ben Tzion Abashul, av she'en ken dat maran, even though this is not the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, kedei she'lo yavou lezilzel b'melechet Shabbat. Because they don't want to create a situation where it would cause a zilzul, a... kedei she'lo yavou lezilzel b'melechet Shabbat, meaning that we don't want to cause a situation where it will cheapen or lessen the value of Shabbat in the eyes of the people. Sheyesh lachush, sheyisvehu anashim, because women will think, shekabalat Shabbat tluya bebracha, they will think that the Kabbalat Shabbat is depending on the bracha, vekivan sheraot, and since they see, sheaf al pi shebirchu, mutarot bemelechet adlaka, since they will see that they made the bracha, they're allowed to do melacha, yavo lezazel ba'asiyat melacha. They will think that, you know, I can accept Shabbat with the bracha and still do melacha. So the Old Tzion is saying that there are those kilot that accepted upon themselves to say to light first and then make a bracha because of the fear that certain people might make the bracha first and think that you accept Shabbat with that and say, hey, I accepted Shabbat, I'm lighting a fire. Must be the Shabbat thing is not so strict. It's not as stringent as we really think. And that could be what's pushing the Ben Ish Chai towards this concept of making the bracha afterwards. Because he knows, like we said, that with this, like as we spoke out in the first halakha, that the Ben Ish Chai was posek that you accept Shabbat with lighting candles. Why is this? In a similar vein, that if people don't accept Shabbat with candle lighting, even though they don't have to in regards to halakha, but it might cause a desecration of Shabbat. Now, this is the opinion of Chacham Ben Tzion Abba Shaul. His chavruta, shibadel lechaim tovim Rav Ovadia, Rav Ovadia and Rav Ben Tzion Abba Shaul were chavrutot back in the day in Porat Yosef. Something like 60 years ago. They used to live in the Geula neighborhood and walk to the old city. So they would walk together. Rav Ovadia would say, Daf Gemara, on the way here, Baal Peh, and Rav Ben Tzion would listen. And on the way back, Chacham Ben Tzion would say another Dav Gemara Baal Peh, and Ovadia would listen. They were two chavrutot. Each one had his own style. Each one had his own. They were destined for greatness, even when they were young already. A famous instance that happened. Rav Ben Tzion, towards the end of his life, was in a wheelchair, and Shibadel Lechaim Tovim Rav Ovadia was walking. They were walking. They had both to be at a meeting at a certain function. So they rolled in a Chacham Ben Tzion Abba Shaul, and before getting into the entrance, Rav Ovadia was there. So he said, you go first, Chacham Ovadia, you go first. So Rav Ovadia took the shamash, asked him to move, took the two handles of the wheelchair and pushed Chacham Ben Tzion Abba Shaul into the hall. This was the chavrutot. It was a famous story with them that Chacham Ovadia was studying in his house. And it's known that when he was studying, he wasn't there. He didn't concentrate or hear anything else. He was just engulfed in his learning. And his wife worked hand to hand with him on this. He was in his living room studying. And one of his children was jumping around and broke his hand. So his wife picked up the child and didn't want it to bother Chacham Ovadia, who was learning. She picked him up and walked with him outside. She's walking with him by herself to the hospital. On her way there, she bumps into the other Gedol HaDor, Chacham Ben Tzion Abba Shaul, and he sees a baby crying, and she's going to the hospital. She says, what happened? The baby jumped. He hurt himself. The child hurt himself. We're going to take him to the doctor. So the Chacham Ben Tzion takes the child, picks him up, and walks him to the doctor. A few days later, Chacham Ben Tzion Abba Shaul bumps into Chacham Ovadia, and he says to him, how is Moshe feeling? So Chacham Ovadia says, what's wrong with him? So he says, he hurt himself. He goes, he did? Because your wife didn't tell you? He goes, no, she didn't tell me he hurt himself. She was so protective of his learning. Even in his younger days, when people used to knock on his door and open and ask to speak to him, she would say, the Gedol HaDor is sleeping now. He was a young man. But he was destined for greatness, and she protected him like a hawk to make sure he was able to have and grow into what he is. So the opinion of Chacham ben Tzion Abba Shaul is that one who has a specific minhag in their family to say the bracha, to light first, and then to say the bracha. For example, if they follow the Ben Ish Chai in all their halachot, or they know that they have a specific minhag, then they may continue with that. According to Chacham Ovadia, he takes a more stringent view on this, and he holds that Hadlakat Nerot is not different than any other of the mitzvot that we have, and one who makes a bracha afterwards is actually performing a bracha levatala, according to Chacham Ovadia. So one who lights first and then makes a bracha, according to Chacham Ovadia, is performing a bracha levatala. So a person has to know what's his minhag. If his minhag is to follow Ben Ish Chai in everything, so he has very broad shoulders on who to rely on. If a person is not necessarily as such, then suggested to make the bracha first and then light.